Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in Showbucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
The ranching business is oftentimes gripped by tragedies in the environment, market swings, and world events that no one can control. This is Red Steagall, and I'm planning on seeing you at the big event in Canadian, Texas, called the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference. It's on Tuesday, April 25th. Get your tickets now. To get in on some of the best information for ranchers anywhere, call 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
Well, the cattle complex should open on a mixed basis this morning thanks to profit-taking and positioning ahead of the April 1 cattle on feed report. Now, lean hog futures are also likely to open with uneven prices tied to follow-through selling and pre-weekend short covering. Now, while some cleanup activity in cattle feeding country is certainly possible today, our guess is that cash business is basically done for the week. Furthermore, many closeouts show per head profits of $350 or better. What's not to like about that? The April 1 Cattle on Feed Report will be released this afternoon at about 2 o'clock Central Time. As far as the cash cattle trade, we did see a $132 trade in our part of the country this week. Now, on the hog trade, it's expected to finish the week pretty much as it started, and that's on the defensive. This week's total slaughter is set to be slightly higher than last week's by nearly 2%. Seasonally, next week could be the largest harvest level, then trend down from there in choppy fashion while still remaining larger than the prior season by more than 4%. Winter wheat markets sped lower, with hard red winter wheat setting a 2017 low yesterday, along with a few contract lows as a parade of rain showers moved through the plains and Midwest and should aid the crops as they continue spring growth. The wheat markets were the big movers yesterday, with a few contract lows set in the hard red winter wheat and in the May soft red winter wheat as funds were active sellers. The May SRW settled at the lowest for a lead month since January, while the hard red winter set a 2017 low. Spring wheat dropped about 10 cents, even though more rain in the Dakotas may further delay spring planting up there. Corn futures closed a few cents lower amid pressure from the lower wheat and active fund selling. Rain continues to delay planting in parts of the Midwest. And the soybeans were a few cents lower, but closed within yesterday's higher range. Weekly export sales missed trade forecasts for both old and new crop. We're going to check all your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Gulf Coast Classic number 2 coming from Superior Livestock this Friday, April 21st, out of Natchitoches, Louisiana. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 49,500 head of cattle to be sold, 8,500 yearling steers, 6,100 yearling heifers, 10,000 weaned calves, and 23,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Well, our June live cattle futures up 52 cents at the close, 116.47. The August was up 52 at 112.80. May feeder cattle down 57 cents, 139.75. In August, down 50 cents, 142.45. May hogs down 207 at the close, 63.80. And June was down 127 at 68.67. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May down 14 cents at 402.75. In July was down 14 cents, 415.5 at the close. Chicago wheat May was down 12.75 yesterday, 406.25, and July was down 12.75 at 421.75. May corn down 4 cents, 357.75, and July was down 4 cents, 364.25. May soy was down 3.5, 946.75, and July was down 3.75, 956.75. May cotton is down 36, 79.71. July down 13, it's 78.98, and June crude oil down 5, 50.66. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.